I'm Stacey Mitchell, and you're listening to Something Even Better, a podcast about letting go of old dreams and what's not working so you can make room for something even better, where we explore the many unexpected twists we all go through to find our way to more aligned and meaningful work and lives. Hello, my lovely listeners. Today I'm talking about something that's just been an experiment for me, but also that I feel very, very passionate about. And it's how to market your business without social media. If you've read my blog, if you've listened to the podcast before on the 6 reasons to quit social media, you already know why so many of us want to quit social media in our business. For one, it's a huge time suck. The average American spends 3.5 hours on our phones. That's 53 days a year, 24/7. Consider that for a second. But when you look at it from a business perspective, I actually think there are even more reasons to quit, or at least to reduce your reliance on it for clients. And I'm going to talk all about this, but first, you're literally working for free for these huge social media companies by constantly creating content for them. You are feeding the machine. And by the way, some of you are going, but wait, I still see you post things on Instagram. Uh-huh, I do. And I'm going to talk about that more later. But it feels ickier and ickier when I think about helping social media companies keep people more and more addicted to consuming content. It's weighing on my heart heavier every single day. And that's really why I'm talking about this. But there's other things too. You could also lose access to any social media platform overnight. It happens. I have seen it. This is from small accounts all the way up to huge accounts with the blue ticks, right? You can get flagged for all sorts of reasons, and it can take months to get back into your accounts. It's really scary. And I am not over exaggerating this. I have seen it happen. It is not a fun thing. And not to mention that as I record this right now, Meta and or Facebook is threatening to shut down Facebook and Instagram in Europe over user privacy. So I just want you to imagine, and maybe you do live in Europe already, but imagine being in Europe and relying on Facebook or Instagram for most of your marketing and most of your client attraction, right? That's pretty terrifying. And maybe it won't happen, but it's too close for comfort for me. So I think next, it's really, really easy to get distracted. While you're meant to be maybe making connections or marketing your business, you may just find yourself like 2 hours later having watched a ton of cute dog videos, right? Like it's just so easy to get sucked in and to forget why you're even there in the first place. And that's on purpose, by the way. And I think the most frustrating factor, it can feel like social media requires your constant attention and more and more and more and more content. And honestly, like complicated content, let's just think about Reels for a second, in order to be successful. There's a lot of competition because social media is the free and quote easy marketing platform right now. And there's very little standing in the way of someone creating an account and marketing their services there. And unfortunately, so much of your success is based on the algorithm, which is always changing, whether you're following the latest trends, meaning that you look like everyone else, and disgustingly, what I'm going to call your lifestyle factor. And this grosses me out, I'm just going to say, but what I mean by that is your looks, your fashionability, your I want that factor. Like, do you live in a really nice house, a really nice neighborhood? Do you get to travel a lot? Do you do the things that everybody sort of wants? Yeah, it's kind of gross. And it's no wonder that I hear from more and more online business owners that they just want to find a way to pull back, maybe not quit completely, but to pull back from relying on so heavily on social media in their marketing. Now, when it comes to marketing your business without social media, I can hear all of you out there going, but how, right? And I think this is the ultimate question. And here's my very short answer, which I'm going to get into, so don't worry. But there are hundreds of ways to market your business without social media. We have just gotten into this sort of idea, this mindset that social media is the best way or the only way. And I think we forget that businesses have been marketing themselves since businesses existed. And social media has only existed for a tiny, tiny part of that. And that's 25 years if we go to the very, very beginning of social media. Not Facebook, not Instagram, but the very beginning. So clearly, it is possible to market your business without social media, right? Like it is. And before we had Facebook or Instagram or any other online platform, we had good old-fashioned relationships. I know. But that's right, networking. It works. In fact, I probably get more clients from networking and referrals than I do from anything else, if I'm just being really honest with you. The more people who know what you do and feel a connection with you, the more likely they are to refer people to work with you, or to work with you themselves for that matter. And you can even very strategically create your own referral partnerships. People do that. And this can look like coffee chats where you meet with other business owners one-on-one and talk about what you do, or it can look like meeting people at events, or even just, you know, cultivating relationships over time, period, because it can just as easily, depending on your business, look like getting out and volunteering or just doing fun things in the world where you're meeting people. I think we overcomplicate this, but it doesn't need to be overcomplicated. You just need to be willing and able to meet people and tell them what you do. Another way to market your business without social media, be a podcast guest. This is, I think, a perfect way to get in front of a new audience, talk about your business, and it very naturally grows that know-like trust factor through hearing your voice and being grouped together with a podcast host whom they already trust. You can join low-cost services like PodMatch to match you with podcasts that are a good fit for what you want to talk about. And if chatting comes naturally to you, this is going to be easy peasy. Now, just remember, it is important that whatever topic you are talking about on a podcast should come back to what your business offers and showcase that value. Otherwise, you're just doing a podcast interview for fun, which is fine, but you're probably not going to get many clients from it, right? Next, grow your email list. Email lists are super powerful, and some may say email is dead, but I fully disagree, and it has been a driving factor in my success with selling. And in fact, I am going to post an article from The Atlantic about, it's called The Internet's Unkillable App, and the sort of tagline, I don't know if that's what it's called, if you will, is the noisier our digital lives get, the more popular the humble newsletter becomes. So I'll link that in the blog post along with this podcast, but which you can find in the show notes, by the way. But the point is, email lists are amazing. And I love writing email newsletters, but unlike social media, which can be taken from you, like it can just be closed down, as I mentioned earlier, you, in a sense, own your list, meaning that it's a really smart long-term strategy for your business. And before you go making this way more complicated than it needs to be, all you really need to grow your email list is a free opt-in that your target client will really want. Ideally, it'll be one that gives them a quick win, one that they're not seeing from every other coach, course creator, online business out there. And then you make every call to action on everything you do, podcast interviews, blogs, workshops, whatever it may be. You might even put it on your business cards if you do that, like if that's your main method, like you put it everywhere so that people join your list. And it does take time, but it works, and it works really well. Okay, next. This is simple, but join a directory. This sounds too simple to work, but many of my clients have had success joining local business directories, coaching directories, basically anywhere that your target clients might go in search of what you offer. Joining is typically quick, it's usually low cost or free, and it's usually one and done, meaning once you join and you set it up, you don't have to think about it again. And of course, this is unless you change your direction in business, then you need to update the listing. But why not attract people who are already searching for what you do? Those are people who are ready to work with you. It seems like such a simple thing, but like, get yourself in these directories, because the people who are in them searching for what you do are one step away from buying, from investing. Next, host a workshop or present at an event. I really think there's no better way to build trust in your expertise than hosting a strategic workshop in front of your ideal clients. You can present workshops at in-person or online conferences, retreats, or even in other people's courses or programs. And sometimes you can even get paid for it, which is such a win-win, right? So think about who works with your ideal clients, but in a different area than your niche, and pitch them on hosting a workshop. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you provide SEO and website services to coaches. It's kind of a no-brainer. Pitch a business coach for coaches, right? Like say, I would love to come into your program or do a workshop for your clients where I talk about the value of SEO. Or let's say you're a health coach for people with autoimmune diseases. You could ask a local health club, a gym, a spa, even potentially, depending on your credentials and everything else, like a doctor's office, and see, like, can I host this workshop for your clients or customers? Next, I have my sixth tip. Hard to say. Create your own non-social media content. Start your own podcast. Start a blog. Pitch to write guest articles. And if you want to make it even more effective, focus on SEO keyword research from the very start so you get the biggest bang for your buck. And yes, you can use SEO for podcast too. Do know that SEO can take 6 to 12 months to begin working. It's taken about 3.5 months for me to see it working, but the content lasts much, much longer than social media content. And the impact grows over time versus that losing value or getting lost completely, which tends to happen on social media. And for those of you who are like, tell me more about this SEO, I have a little something for you at the end. So hold on with me. Okay, seventh. Be super strategic and picky about social media marketing. I love nuance. You're going to hear me talk about this a lot more. I love nuance. I hate black and white thinking. And some social media might be totally okay for you and your business. You know what your trouble areas are. For me, it was Instagram and Facebook. They just distracted me far too much, and they didn't feel good for my soul. I still use Pinterest and LinkedIn. They've never been on my phone. They aren't on my phone now. I don't get lost in them in the same way. I still post to Instagram, though I do it far, far less, and I only do it with Planoly, and I check it once or twice a week from my laptop. It's so much easier. It's so much better for my mental health, to be really, really honest. And with Facebook, same thing. I only log in very occasionally to post in my favorite Facebook groups, especially because my data has shown that these posts tend to have the ROI I'm looking for. like far more visits to my website or downloads of my podcast. Okay, so let's get into my experiment of seeing, like, can I make money while marketing without social media? And the too long didn't listen answer is yes. So y'all all know, if you've been listening, I took January 2022 completely away from social media. And guess what? I signed 2 clients and made just over $1,100. I wasn't trying. I'm being really honest. I didn't launch anything. I wasn't really trying. Now, I know some of you are like, okay, that's not that much money. But remember, I only put out 2 podcasts. I sent, I think, 2 or 3 emails to my list, max. That was it. So I want you to imagine the potential results if I had been launching or if I had been actively selling. And before I started my month of quitting social media, I really wondered to myself, like, is it even possible? Can it really be done in 2022? And I especially wondered, can marketing my business without social media be done by someone who hasn't been an online business seemingly forever? I've personally seen a lot of online business owners like Mika Perry, Leonie Dawson, Jenny Shi completely leave social media and they continue to be successful. But also, they've been around a long time. They have hundreds, if not thousands, of blog posts and likely thousands of email subscribers on their list, which I don't have. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, but I don't have that. But I decided I wanted to try. I really wanted to see what was possible. And mostly it's because I really, really enjoy not being on social media. I really enjoy not having social media on my phone. And I really enjoy using it very strategically. And I love that way more than I thought I would. Without social media, I feel free. I feel energized. I feel clear about what I really want for my life. I'm kind of tearing up a little bit. My mind feels so much more uncluttered and free and present and peaceful. And my creativity is on fire. And I wanted to show that it is possible to have a successful business without social media, even if you're just getting started with the non-social media methods in your own business. So let me go through like what my rules have been for marketing without social media, and then I'll talk about the results I've had so far. So I say rules, and I want to say, like, I'm sort of saying those in quotes because they might change. This is an experiment after all. It's my own experiment. It's not scientific, right? I'm not like in a university lab. So these could change, but I have a few rules, and one of them is keeping Instagram and Facebook off my phone. This week, it's the end of February. So basically the end of January, I could have added Instagram and Facebook back to my phone, but I was like, no, I don't want to do it. And this week I added it to my phone twice to post very specific things to my story and then removed it very quickly. That is the only sort of downside, is that I can't post to my story occasionally from the browser tab, right? But you know what? That's okay with me. And I suspect that that will happen very rarely. And aside from those very quick adding the app to add to my story, I'm just not going to keep them on my phone. I don't want to. It doesn't feel good. And so I'm not. And even if, like, just to be super honest with you, when I added it just for maybe like an hour this past Monday to post a couple quick things, I found that my attention was still drawn to it. And I had thought, like, I had broken this addiction, but I could find, like, I kept it on my phone while we had dinner, and I my phone wasn't even near me. And I still was like, I wonder if people have responded, which is like, what is happening in my brain right now? Like, I felt pulled to it. And so immediately I removed it. I was like, clearly this is something that I just don't want. And I love feeling so much freer from social media. I get less notifications. I have less itchiness to share every single moment. It feels really good. So again, I will log into these platforms via my laptop once or twice a week. And that's it. And occasionally, very occasionally, share my story and then take it off my phone again. So posting in Facebook group promo threads, like this is another sort of rule for me. I'm allowing it. And it's because one of my biggest sort of return on investments with social media has been posting about my podcast, my blog posts, or freebies, like my email opt-ins, then promo threads in Facebook groups full of my ideal clients. It's so interesting because I have found that so many business owners think that these, like what they are, the promotion threads where it's like promote your business, aren't worth it. But I really disagree. And in fact, I have gotten clients from my Facebook group comments. Remember that people search Facebook groups for recommendations and keywords. So it does work. And I just decided, like, to me, that's a really easy, quick thing I can do. It literally takes me less than 2 minutes. I know the groups I want to post in. I know when they do their promotion threads. I very quickly copy paste whatever I'm promoting that week into that thread, and I go along with my day. Easy peasy. I am continuing to do Instagram posts for my podcast. These will likely be 2 to 3 Instagram posts per podcast episode. I do have templates that make this really quick and easy for me. It doesn't take a lot of time. I don't spend a lot of time on the captions typically. I usually reuse whatever I've already sort of put in the podcast summary or whatever else, and I can tag my podcast guests for extra exposure. I schedule these posts out via Planoly, so I don't even have to go into Instagram if I don't want to. So this, I don't know if I'll continue to do this. I don't know how much this is really helping my podcast grow, if we're being super honest. So we'll see if I continue doing this or not. I may decide to give this up later. 2 podcasts or blogs per month, optimized with SEO keywords and with Pinterest images. So that's the other thing that I try to do. I release 2 podcasts a month, which I also turn into blog posts. I do SEO keyword research for both the podcast and the blog posts, and those are using the same keywords. And this makes every piece of content, this includes podcast interviews, by the way, I make every piece of content, every podcast and blog work harder for me over time with SEO. I also create Pinterest images, also optimized for SEO, and I pin them to my Pinterest account. And again, I have templates, so this is super quick for me. And you might be thinking, well, Pinterest is social media. Like, why are you doing that? First, I think it kind of looks nice on my blog. But second, Pinterest is indexed by Google. So it's giving me more reach for my keywords. And I have started to see some traffic through Pinterest. I don't do much aside from just pin to my boards, my business account, and sort of walk away. So to me, it's like, okay, that's easy. So finally, like, I'm going to answer the question that I'm sure some of you are like, but why not quit social media completely? And here's why. I honestly wouldn't tell any business owner who has relied on social media for getting clients and customers to just stop cold turkey without ramping up another method or methods, mine being SEO-focused podcast episodes, which I turn into blog posts, which lead to email opt-ins to grow my list, right? I have a strategy. But social media tends to be fast when it comes to results, right? And it's fast also for those results to disappear when you stop using it. The other methods I have listed above and talked about here can take longer to have an effect. But they also last longer. But I want to be smart in this experiment. And to me, that means taking the more moderate approach. I have a plan, right? I have a strategy to ramp down social media, and I have a strategy to ramp up with SEO, podcast, and blogs. right? So I'm not just immediately being like, social media is out, never getting on it again, which, I mean, maybe that will happen. I've definitely considered it. Maybe that will happen, but I'm not there yet. And again, I wouldn't tell anyone to just be like, bye, if you're getting most of your clients from social media, right? I just don't think it's a responsible thing to do. So let's get into the results, which I'm sure all of you are like, please tell me, what has it been like? What has marketing without social media experiment been like? So again, like, I know you're probably thinking, but you do have social media. Yes, a little bit, but it does not feel like it felt before, when I was putting a ton of time and energy into Instagram stories, into my Facebook group, into responding to things in Facebook groups, blah, 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 right? It just feels like a weight has been lifted. So to me, in many ways, it feels like I am marketing without social media, because I'm not doing the things that most people tell you you have to do, right? So I started learning about SEO keyword research in 2021, and I started implementing that keyword research for my website, my blog, and my podcast in the late fall slash winter of 2021, basically end of October. So these have been my results. This is my most exciting one, by the way. And you can see like the actual sort of snippets from the weekly podcast episodes I get on how many downloads I've had, and like the podcast prediction, which is really like how many downloads you're expected to get within the first 90 days of having the podcast. They've gone up a lot. So as you know, as I just said, I began using SEO keyword research for my podcast episodes and their corresponding blog posts in late October, and podcast listeners are up by an average of 43%. That's huge. This I'm recording this in late February, so that's what, 4 months? I gotta do the math in my head. That's funny. Yeah, 4 months, just about 4 months. Maybe actually 3.5 months if we're being really honest with ourselves. But yeah, that's a huge result to have podcast listeners up 43%. So I'll just give you some of the numbers so you can see what this looks like. I had a total of 2,874 downloads of the podcast in 2021. So far in 2022, there have been 645 downloads, which is an average of about 13 per day, which, if it stays that average over time, means I will have 4,754 downloads in 2022. So that would be 87 more downloads than I've had for the entirety of my podcast so far, which has been around for a year and 8 months. In a year. And that's if it doesn't grow even more over time, which, to be honest, that is the trend. Every week I get more downloads. This past week I got 104, I think, downloads in 2 days, which is a lot for my podcast. So I expect that it will grow even more over time. Now, I will say there's probably also the question of natural growth over time. But if you know me, you know I've changed my podcast a lot. And I have seen such a clear upswing in downloads for the podcast with these SEO keywords. And especially for the ones that have both a high volume of searches each month and low competition for those keywords. And if you have zero idea what I'm talking about right now, I want you to keep listening, because again, I do have something special for you at the end of the podcast that will basically teach you the tools that I use to find these keyword research and implement them. Okay. The next result is that my organic search is up, and this is for my website. So am I seeing dramatic results yet? No, but it's only been, as I said, 3 or 4 months since I started implementing this research for the corresponding blogs to my podcast. And since SEO tends to take 6 to 12 months to show those results, I am hopeful that those numbers will continue growing. So far, I will say, quitting social media has been a really popular topic, And since I really love it and I have become even more passionate about it, clearly, I'm leaning into it more. But I'm also getting organic traffic for Life Coach Denver, Unhappy Achiever, and more. And it is working slowly but surely. It's also been really fun to see how my organic search is doing even better than social media some weeks. That's never happened, right? So I'm really excited for that. Next, email subscribers. So I will be totally honest with you. Cracking the opt-in code of like getting people onto your list is probably one of the hardest things. The thing that really grew my list in the first place was having a Facebook group and having like a, do you want to be on my email list to join the Facebook group? That grew it a lot. But I don't want a Facebook group, so we ain't doing that, right? But I really want to grow my list this year. I currently have around 290 subscribers, and I have a really good open rate and really good click rates. And this is after cleaning out my list. I think at one point I had close to 600, and then I really, every month or two, I just clean it out. Like if you have not opened an email from me in the last couple of months, you're off my list because you're not like, you're not active. You're not in my community. This is going to sound like really sassy, but you don't deserve to be there. So I'd love to grow this number to 1,000, because I absolutely adore writing emails and I get really great results there. But as I said in one of my podcasts, and same with SEO, it's like, I do it for the love, not just for the results, because I do think that, it can be really frustrating if you create this goal of like, this year, I'm going to get to 1,000 subscribers. It's like, I mean, I hope so. I am taking actions to grow my email list, which I'll talk about. But this is just like a nice to have number. I am not holding it over my head as some sort of you must do this kind of goal. I'm not into that anymore. So far, I have 3 opt-ins I promote, all of which I've linked in the show notes for you. So the first is the best resources to quit social media. And just know that someone who recently, you know, got access to this replied to my email with, this resource is gold. That's in quotes. That's what she said. So it is really, really good stuff. It's really, really good stuff. Podcasts, resources like articles, blog posts, books, tools, all the things to help you quit social media. I love it. Again, you can get it in the show notes. It's also at stacymitchell.com/social if you just want to make it super easy. Again, I kind of stumbled. stacymitchell.com/social. The second one is my private podcast for figuring out what you really want. Again, I'll put that in the show notes. It's also on my homepage if you want to get to it. It's funny because I actually used keyword research for that, SEO keyword research for that opt-in, which has been really interesting to see too. And for those of you who have hung around long enough, I created a new one. So you just heard me say 3. This is new. And I basically recorded 2 Loom videos, less than 5 minutes, where I take you through the 2 free and low-cost tools that I use to find SEO keywords for your blog or your podcast in way less time, so that every piece of content you produce works for you for years instead of just days or weeks. So it's really using those keywords to make sure you're creating content that people are searching for, right? So you can take these quick tutorials, watch them. There's also a little cheat sheet that I've created for you. And you can get those at stacymitchell.com/SEO. Again, those are the letters SEO. Again, I will link that in the show notes. It's super quick. It's super easy. And I think it's super fun too. Like I really, really love it. And if you know someone who is looking for a way to grow their impact with their blog or podcast so they can move away from this constant need for more content, that happens on social media, I would so appreciate if you would share this podcast with them. It makes such a big difference. I cannot even tell you how much it creates a difference just to share. And also it makes you look like a great friend, right? Like I thought this would help you. So please share it if it feels good to you. And if it feels really good to you, hop on over and leave me a review. I haven't asked for these in a while, but it does make a difference. And sometimes, I'm just being real honest with you. Sometimes it feels like you're in a vacuum creating a podcast. And even though I can see the downloads, I'm like, are you all listening? Are you there? Or are you all busy cleaning your kitchens? I'm not listening at all. So please, I would love to hear from you through a review. And thank you so, so much for listening.
If you love this podcast, why not share it with your friends, your family, your favorite social media profile, literally everyone you know. And take a minute to give me a review wherever you listen. I love reading the reviews, and sharing is always caring.